I'm Father Seraphim Bashoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily walk through the Easter season, as we strive to discover each and every day, each and every step of our walk, more and more of the wondrous signs of God's resurrection, of the sending of the Holy Spirit, that we might live in those signs and become more and more like the one who became like us in all things but sin. Our meditation for today, which is Thursday of the third week of Easter, comes from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. He has redeemed us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and the grace which was granted to us in Christ Jesus before this world existed, but is now made known by the manifestation of our Savior Jesus Christ. He has destroyed death and brought to light life and incorruption by the gospel. St. John Damascene, in his work on the Orthodox faith, writes, "Just as the circumcision was given as a sign for the Israelites, we were given the cross to be the sign on our foreheads. By it we are identified as separate from those who are not of the faith. This sign is our shield, our weapon, and our victory over the devil. As Scripture says, this is the sign that will protect you from the evil one. The sign of the cross is resurrection for the dead, the foundation for those standing, the staff for the weak, the rod of the shepherd, the safe guide of the eager ones, the goal of those seeking perfection, the salvation of our bodies and souls, the defense against evil, the guardian of the good, the redemption of sin, the flower of resurrection and the tree of eternal life." All of our prayers begin and end with the sign of the cross. The sign of the cross is indeed the sign of our faith in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our faith in the death and in the resurrection of our Lord. And therefore our encounter with God is made in the grace of the Trinity, and the reality of Christ's death and resurrection, the sign that this is the way that we live our lives, in Christ, in the Spirit, in the Father. It is our sign to ourselves about the faith that we hold. It is our sign to others also about this faith. For ourselves, it serves as a means of reinforcing what it is that we believe. For others, it is a means by which we evangelize, that we spread this faith. So let us make this sign often, and let us make this sign respectfully, reverently, not haphazardly. Because, indeed, the reverence by which we make this sign is itself a sign of the reverence of our faith. And we will conclude with the Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life.